Welcome back here on our 2025 Boys Basketball Preview Show. Mason Nealon joined today by Audubon's head basketball coach, Darren Miller. Coach, we appreciate you joining us today.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
So, Coach, I mean, you look at what you're going to have this year. Take me through kind of what are your returning guys and who are your guys that you know are going to have coming out that you had last year.
Oh, yeah. So we returned quite a few from last year. We'll have seniors Austin Christensen, Brody Schultes, Brody Weber, Carson Wessel, Ryan Hermanson, and Sully McLean, and Walter Vetter, and then our foreign exchange student Oren Vort will be our seniors. Juniors return will be Hayden Larson and Lane Meyer, then Rotsky, and then a couple of sophomores that'll be on the varsity team there. Coming back, Hudson Hooker and Paxton Bean.
When you talk about having that many guys that are returning here, are you excited to see that you're having a good core that's able to come back and be able to kind of understand what you guys are looking to do?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think a lot of these guys got some time last year. We played probably 8 to 10 guys last year just in the effort of looking ahead and trying to give them some playing time, especially the time. And so, yeah, we have a really good core coming back that leads to excitement for the season.
For you guys this season, is there anyone else that's kind of some underclassmen that may make a run at anything for you?
Oh, yeah, you never know. I mean, it's as we get going and kids start to get comfortable with the team, and you never know what could change. But right now, I think that's a pretty solid group that I said earlier that'll probably be, you know, able to put some playing time in.
For you guys this season here, what are you looking to do? What are kind of your expectations for this season?
Yeah, I think a big thing for us is just trying to set our identity. You know, I think this will be a good talk today, our first day of practice, and understanding, you know, what we're going to be coming in and out each game and defensively, trying to make sure that we are pressuring teams and make it hard for them. I think we have the athletes to do that, you know, whether it's in the half court or full court. And offensively, I think, you know, we're able to, you know, score and hopefully in all three different levels as we get going here.
And then for you guys as well, I know you talk about trying to find your identity a little bit here, but coming off of last season and just trying to look as well, are you guys feeling like you're going to be an offensive team or a defensive team or kind of a mix of both?
I think probably a mix of both. You know, hopefully our defense is well enough that will lead into some easy buckets on the offensive end. And hopefully in the offensive end, too, we can settle in and run offense if we have to at the time. You know, and so kind of both. And you know, I feel like each game, each team's a little bit different, or each opponent, you know, as you get going and how you can, you know, score on them and defend them.
For you guys as well, looking at last season and the guys that you're having coming back, what are you hoping that they're going to take away from last season to be able to build on this year?
Yeah, I really hope this will be a third year coach, my third year of the head coach. And we've, you know, each year we've steadily gotten better. The first year, you know, we had 8 wins and we got a first round win. And the last year we were able to go 11 wins and had a first round home game in the districts. And, you know, I think this year the bar has to be set higher and the kids have to want that. And I think they do. I think they're coming off a really good football season. They're competitive, they're athletes, and we're going to set that bar as high as we possibly can and try to achieve that goal. Our conference is going to be really good. I mean, there's not going to be a night off in our conference. I think our conference is going to be the best it's been in a long time. And so that's going to really, you know, get us challenged, ready for postseason, and having our team goals is going to be really important.
And you talk about that football season for the guys. As a head coach here, you see success in other sports. Do you feel like that can kind of help push the guys and give them a little bit more competitiveness as well to walk into basketball and be like, you know, we can go out there and win as well?
Yeah, I think having a good football season or even, you know, whether other sports is huge for other seasons and gives them confidence coming off the great football season and knowing that they can, you know, play with those good teams and coming out and winning it too. So I think it's definitely a positive thing, and I'm looking forward to how we can transition right into basketball.
And then for you guys here looking to start the season right away in December here, what are you looking to do during this December party? Looking to kind of just get out there and kind of, like you said, figure out the identity and kind of build on some things right away?
Well, our schedule is extremely hard. The first week is 3 really good teams, and so we got to come out ready to compete because we're going to go against probably a top 5 team in state with Coon Rapids, and then Underwood will be really good, and then we're going to end the week with Trainer, and Trainer will be a top 5 team in 2A. So we have 3 really hard teams to start with, which, why not get thrown in the fire? It's good for us. And so we're going to be ready to compete. We're going to have to really find our identity quick because those teams are going to be loaded and really good, and we're going to have to be ready to play. So I think, you know, as we kind of break it down, the 3 seasons, we got the season before Christmas and then after Christmas and then postseason. So this first part of the season here, you know, looking to, yeah, find our identity and get ready to compete right away because we're going to have to.
Yeah, and do you like to have those three on the schedule right away to like kind of give you guys, this is what we're gonna have all season?
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, yeah, obviously it'd be nice to start off with a team that may be a little bit easier, but at the same time, you got to play them anyway, so why not, get it over with and really kind of, see where we are right away from the get-go. And so, also too, I think it's important to say our summer, we had a good summer, I thought, with just playing some different teams in Omaha and getting out and competing with some teams that we never see. And I thought, athletically and, we really competed against some of those teams that we played out in Council Bluffs. And I'm excited about that because we didn't back down and hopefully can just build off that too.
So with
Okay.
you guys kind of having this last season in the Western Iowa Conference here, is kind of the idea that you guys want to leave the conference kind of on a high note as well?
Oh yeah, that's sure. I guess I really thought about that. I mean, I'm just more focused on, just knowing that all the teams are going to be really good and trying to make sure that we are ready to play each night. And I'm sure there'll be some of that, but at the same time, I think more and more focused on just trying to make sure we get better, each day and each game, and so we're ready for postseason and try to make a good run.
Last question here. I mean, what have you guys talked a little bit about what your goals are for the season or what the guys kind of want to get out of the season as well?
Yeah, we will. Today is our first day of practice, and we'll have some goals put down. And I really think for us, I think a district final should be the first one, and then a sub-state, and then ultimately a state. I think we have to have that. You have to have that mentality and dream big and set the bar high, so we got something to reach. And off in the conference, like I said, the trainer's gonna be really good, and Tri-Center's gonna be really good, and there's a lot of good teams. I think for us to be in that upper 4 or 5 is probably gonna be a good goal for us in the conference, just because those teams are, like I said, trainer's really gonna be really good. And so just us going out to competing against those guys, and like I said, getting us ready for postseason.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate you joining us here today, and thank you for your time as well.
Right, thank you.
That was Head Coach Darren Miller of the Audubon Boys basketball team. We'll be right back on our preseason basketball show.